I don't think I ever thought Australia would be 4 for 4. I was in a bit of shock myself, but you know, our bowlers bowled really well up front, and I knew if we bowled well in that first six, we could you know, keep them to a score that we could chase down. But it still wasn't easy the way they came back after being 4 for 4 and still getting over 100. We still had to do the job with the bat.
What did you exactly see the pitch to bowl the first eight overs of spin?
Yeah, I guess there'd been a lot of talk about the wicket, and the Black Caps had played India on that wicket and said it was slow and would turn. And so we thought about the first six and that being really important, and decided, although Leah Tahuhu's been doing a really good job for us, that we'd take the pace off for the first six and maybe use it later on. But in the end, I just thought pace off was the best option, and that proved to be right.
Did you take notes from that game, that the Black Caps won, to consider explaining the scene?
Not really. We're realistic that we don't jag the ball as much as the men do, and you know, I back our spinning line up, and we've got a couple of girls that turn the ball, but it's more about the pace. And we just had a chat to Mark Hessen and asked about the conditions and what the wicket played like, but we also didn't want to read too much into that, knowing that women's cricket and the pace of the ball is slightly different. So we thought we just wanted to see how it played and not try and predict too much what it was going to do.
You took a risk up front by bowling out both Warner Nielsen and Lee Caswell. Were you a little tense at the back end where they were going after your medium pacers, you and Devine?
Yeah, when I had to bowl, I wish Lee still had a few overs. But yeah, it was a bit of a risk, but when we had them 4 for 4, I really wanted to put the foot down, and Maura and Lee were bowling so well, I saw it as a real opportunity to get even more wickets. In hindsight, it would have been nice to have Lee in particular later on in the innings, but she did such a good job for us up front that I thought the likes of Sophie and Amy later on could still do a job. We perhaps, letting them get over 100, there's a few things we could have done differently, so we'll reflect on that and see where we can make some change.
What about the batting approach? You came out and made the wicket completely different. Was that a conscious effort to go after the bowling?
Yeah, I think it was the way Australia batted near the end of the innings with their positive intent. It just proved there was no real demons, and so we went out there and just thought we'd play good cricket shots, and that's the way Rachel Press plays, and she was outstanding. She hasn't been in the best form in the recent games, and for her to come out like that in a big match against Australia and just back herself to clear the field was awesome to see. So she really set the innings off to a positive note and allowed everyone else to just come out and play good cricket shots.
Are there shots that you particularly
relished
inside out 6?
Yeah, it felt pretty
good.
Oh yeah, I was right in the slot and I sort of just cleared my front hip, but we've got a few girls that can hit the ball a long way, so it's always nice when it comes out of the middle of the bat and clears the rope.
And now 3 wins in 3, and then again the old enemy South Africa in the fourth game. What next, and how do you plan for that game?
Yeah, it's really nice now. We've had a pretty tight schedule with a lot of travel, and we go to Bangalore tomorrow, and we actually have a few days off, which is really nice feeling with 3 wins up our sleeve. And I think last tournament we learnt from the run rate, and I hope we're in a pretty good position with our run rate now in a big game against South Africa. So if we can play as well as we have been, it'll be a good lead into hopefully the semi-finals. But have a few days off and just enjoy this win.
You said you have a few days off. How do you typically unwind? How do you plan to
unwind on those sort of things? Yeah, it's good because we've actually been to Bangalore. We toured there last year in July, so we know a few things around to do. It'll just be about letting the girls have some time off, have some space. It's been a pretty intense couple of weeks, and it's going to get even more intense. So just allowing the girls to do what they need to do, get away from cricket and not think about it, and then be ready to train and hit South Africa.